You mentioned the Dust Bowl. Do you remember the effects of the Dust Bowl at all?
I was pretty young then, yeah. But yes, I do. Before they learned circular irrigation like they have at West now, we had horrible dust storms, and we had many years of drought. The irrigation thing has changed all that because they discovered the Ogallala water zone out there in western Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, in that area. That's where all our dirt blows from. It comes in this area usually. I remember huge dust storms and dry fields and no crops.
They say the dust would come in the house through windows and doors.
Oh, yeah. We had no air conditioners in those early days. No. It was windows open with screens. We'd poke our beds up as close to a window as we could and have screens open at night. But red dirt had come in and cover everything. We lived in a white house. There's a picture in there on the wall I'll show you in a minute. That house was old, and we had shingles on it. My job, when I got older, about every summer I had to paint the house white, and I got up and painted wood shingles silver to reflect the heat so it wouldn't be so hot inside. And if you don't think that's hot on top of a roof, painting glaring silver paint on there, trying to paint wood shingles with a brush, that's interesting, too.
So you had
getting all those cracks and crevices. That was one of my teenage jobs.
But as you look back, it was instilling in you a work ethic.
Absolutely.
Whether you wanted it or not, it was there.
Well, this white house would be covered with red dust. We really didn't have enough water there for hose pressure or anything, so I just had to kind of brush it off, and then I'd paint the white paint with more white paint, only it turned out a little pink with that red dirt in it. That didn't make much money, but I was a cheap house painter.
Do you remember the storms coming so bad you couldn't see?
Absolutely couldn't see anything. I remember big rolling clouds of red dirt rolling in from the west, and it would just almost blind you. I mean, it was like a wall of red dirt in the air. Yes, I saw that many times.
It's probably like you couldn't really feel like you were getting clean.
Quite right. We had a cistern for drinking water, a system my dad put in, where you had to get water off the roof, rainwater, to fill her down through charcoal, and then it went into this below-ground concrete tank, and that's what we pumped drinking water up from.
And that was called a cistern.
It was called a cistern.
Yeah.
And it had to go through that charcoal filter, otherwise it'd have too much dirt in it.
Okay.
We were the first farm around there to have running water, and one of the first to have electricity. Most of our farmer friends within miles of us had no electricity, no running water, no inside plumbing. All outhouses.
Was that because you could afford it or the others couldn't?
Yes, both of those. Plus, my parents, they'd grown up in towns and they wanted it as soon as they could get it. But actually, when I was small, we had candlelight and lanterns.
Because you did not have electricity.
That's correct.
On.
But finally, my dad was able to buy a used 32-volt generator that we had to go out and start at sundown. It would run until the tank ran out of fuel, and then it stopped. We'd go to bed.
Do you remember your early days of listening to the radio when that came along?
Oh, yes. Radio was wonderful. I never saw television until I was in the Army in Fort Riley, Kansas. But we didn't have radio before we had electricity until we bought a battery radio. So we had a battery radio that we'd have to change the batteries in. But we listened to that radio, yeah. We'd all gather around that radio, and that was our source of
information. You remember any of the programs that you might have listened to?
Oh, yeah. There were a couple of after-school serials that I listened to. Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, and some of those. I'd go in there and hide and listen to the radio because I was supposed to be outside doing chores, feeding the animals and all that kind of stuff. My dad would call me and get me away from that radio. Sometimes I'd go out and turn the car radio on and get down the floorboard of the car so I could listen to my radio serial. I'd hide out. Yeah, so, John, I used to listen to you a lot, too. So
yeah, but anyway. Not back then you didn't.
No, no, sir. No, sir. You weren't around.